So we wanted to talk to you. Mostly, the purpose of the conversation is also to tell you about a very important project that we're engaged in for the last year. And also, in the next several years, we're going to be engaged in it. We're going to share it with you. This is the purpose of this meeting. And for you to be partners in this whole process. So in the last 20 years, we built an environment for spiritual development, which are our lessons, our conventions, our meals. Everything is being filmed. We save everything in an archive so that in so many years from now, tomorrow, 20 years, 100 years from now, anyone will be able to access it and take out the method from here. Because eventually, what are we doing? We're building a method so that other people will be able to do it much easier. We're trying yes tense, no tense, and this way, and that way, another way. Now, we saw that during these 20 years, and the friends who are dealing with the archive will tell you about this, we saw that we've accumulated tens of thousands of lessons, thousands of gatherings of friends. It's a lot of material. And to find it later, you need to already care for how to sort it. Other than that, we have to also build an environment for those people who will come. They can't just simply go in and see lessons. We have to build some kind of an environment that can warm them up a little bit, so that only later, if they will want, they'll be able to come back and use it. Meaning there are processes, and we want to tell you about these processes. And I wanted, even before that, for us to go, before we get into the technical things, I wanted to ask Rav, how does he see this? What is this method? Will people really take this tens of thousands of lessons? What exactly will they take? Maybe it's enough to write like one book and that's it. Why don't we have the method there? And maybe, I don't know. How do you see it? Imagine to yourself that we wouldn't have Bala Sulam and Rabash, the Book of Zohar, which is the main sources for us. What would we study, and what would we be engaged in? Bala Sulam arranged for us all the writings of Kabbalah that were before him. Over the writings of the Ari, where the Ari summarized before him 500 years ago all the wisdom, Sfirot, Partzufim, worlds, and so on. The Ari did that in his book, The Tree of Life, and several other accompanying books. And Bala Sulam wrote the study of Ten Sfirot on that. And Rabash wrote all the work of man in order to attain the spiritual world. Sfirot, worlds, parts of him is all okay. It's written. But how do you attain it? That's unclear and unknown. Even if a person has a desire, he doesn't know what to do with that desire. There are many people in the world who want, but they don't know what to do with it. And let's say they found a few others like them. What do you do then? Therefore, all the concern of the Kabbalists throughout the thousands of years of human development was, how will we write these books so that they will be assisting aid books, study books for those people that will come in a generation where it can be implemented, this wisdom of Kabbalah? How will they do it? Because they will be in a generation where no one knows anything. It's written so, that the generation will be completely, completely disconnected from all of the wisdom and the Torah and everything, and will be immersed, as we see today, immersed inside their internet and inside their material, and don't want to know anything about anything. And even though they don't know, they don't know how. Therefore, I saw in what meticulousness Rav Ash would work on those articles, how people will come to the group, how they will talk, how they will gather, how they need to think of one of another, everything, truly about. And I asked him meticulously about all of these nuances, all these delicate discernments, what to do, how to do, and he wrote everything. And despite as much as we use it, it's still not simple. And therefore, as we, for the 20 years that we're with you on this path, there's a debt that we owe, that we need, just like the first group that is implementing the method of Kabbalah and is preparing it for usage for all of humanity. How do we sort these things? How do we stabilize them? How do we present them to all of humanity and help all of humanity for parts that come and want to implement it, to open the upper world for themselves? I am very concerned with that, because what is left for us from Rav Ash, his booklets where he wrote his articles, it wasn't printed. I still have in my archive where he would kind of type with one finger like that on his typewriter, the old typewriter. And then I used to photocopy it and give it out, the article a week that he wrote. And when he passed away, we started to sort these things with the friends that came to study. And that's how, till this day, many books were published. Then we started with our site for the Wisdom of Kabbalah. And that's how it is till this day. What's very important for us is for to have orderly material, real material, with all the sources and with all our study cataloged properly and correctly, sorted rightly, so that we will be able to easily find there anything we want. Social articles, work in the tens, conventions, gatherings of friends, both for women and for men and for children even. Materials in all languages, of course, to all levels, the campuses that we're teaching. In short, there's lots and lots of material that, it's a sea of materials. Whoever goes into it from the outside, he just can't imagine to himself how they're always amazed of the quantity of material that we've collected. But using it is a great problem, because you need the proper search engine, a sorted, arranged archive. Well, the archive that you've seen archives today where it's, there's no person, there's smart drawers that come out. They know which book to take out and to bring it to the user and so on. Robotics and everything. So we need a system, not a physical system, but a virtual one, of course, that will be suitable, comfortable, and good for everyone. And that there's materials for the beginner there, sorted according to the order of the degrees, and materials for women, children, groups, to according to many search words. I've talked about this for many years, but we were busy in it, but we didn't really get to it. Lately, they have been working on this, as I nevertheless pressured that there has to be an archive. It was clear and certain that to everyone that it needs to be. But as usual, there were other urgent matters at hand. So when we started to work on this, we started to discover that all the materials we had beforehand needs to be reformed into different file forms and converted to different ways so that it will be able to be used in different platforms with the new search engines. I don't understand anything in this, in truth. I'm just saying words. The experts might be able to talk about it. But that's now our work. We have a team that we started. This team started, and I'm very happy. And we need many forces of support, both financially and manpower, and anything that you for you to go over and check and enter and start participating and sharing the work in this. I see in the archive not an archive that not just we need. I understand that you don't need the archive because you're living and drinking every day from our lessons. And that's enough. There's no strength or time for something that was. But we need to prepare the materials for usage by all of humanity. Therefore, I am very much concerned. This is when I'm leaving to the world, who knows how much longer I have left. And that's what's going to be remaining, where anyone could enter in the language he wants and in the degree that he wants to understand or feel that material, he'll have clear direction of what to do, how to advance until he comes to the revelation of the upper world. Therefore, I won't talk anymore. Just understand that that's my concern. I'm asking for the assistance in helping in building the archive in anything that everyone can. Participation, there may be experts here that could help. And also by you checking how we do this. Is it comfortable or not? In short, we need to be more active in this, because by this we can supply to all of humanity material that will soon, we're thinking that this whole process of development, if we could say so, will end and humanity will begin to feel more and more that it must know and do know what to do with itself. And from all of this state that humanity will be stumbling upon on this dead-end situation, it will discover our archive, and from there it will be able to develop and ascend. And this is actually, as we're participating in this, we're participating already in dissemination. Already in our dissemination all over the world. Well, and I'll ask them to explain and report to us about everything that's happening. I wanted to nevertheless ask and to define and to share with everyone that we discussed a very important topic, how our lessons will take place, which is the heart of our activity of the organization. Let's say in 10, 20 years when we're alone. And we discussed it and we saw that we have to use the lessons. It's not just for us. You will definitely use these lessons more and more because we haven't yet implemented them. We haven't realized them. They will be relevant more and more. Because altogether, there's no difference in the study. I studied by Rabash. So I attained the study in my degree. And he who studied with me, the same material that he studied, he attained it in his degree, in his higher degree. And the material is the same material. only when it comes gradually and is arranged according to topics. It's different than in all the Kabbalistic literature. If you look at it from the book that Adam HaRishon wrote 5,777 years ago until today, thousands of books are written. They're not being used. Kabbalists immediately did a certain filtering on all the books. But nevertheless, we have many sources, and they too are not sorted. Actually, after Bala Sulam and Rabash, we can order the wisdom of Kabbalah into the study part and the social part. In the study part, we have degrees. We have classes. We have all sorts of forms of degrees that are rising. And then in the social part, there's also there. How do you enter the society? How do you build everything? And where is it written? And so on. Many topics that, if those two sections will be orderly and organized, I'm not even talking about women, children that we're doing in different campuses, etc. These are things that we are investing a whole lot in. So we need to collect and use. Other than that, I'm certain that in each and every group in the world, there's something that they may be developed on their own, something special. It's worthwhile for us to also receive those things and also give them a place, a room for them in the archive, in a place where it'll be cataloged and combined with the main materials we have. Maybe questions just on this topic that we talked about now? If there's no questions for me, then I'll go to continue with my work. Oh, there's a question, please.
Спасибо. Здравствуйте. Я так понимаю, что для организации материала нужны методисты, профессионалы-методисты. Они есть у нас? И каким образом предполагается обучение тогда методистов? Я так, ну, как я предполагаю, что это должен быть человек, получивший образование методиста, но со знанием каббалы. Спасибо.
Meaning the question is whether we're arranging our materials under a method that we know the method, how to organize it, and if not, then how is this material possible to be cataloged and or sorted properly? It's organized and cataloged correctly according to our knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we don't go down now into the details, into the classes, lectures for the beginners, and classes for beginners. Certainly, we need to work on that still. Now, we're working on the archive with the material that we have. By this, we're organizing the engine. How it's going to be organized, in what way, in what form of searching. But what's written, let's say, especially what's in the method that we need, is for the beginners. How we go out to the beginners, we'll discover, you know, that was the first campus, second campus, third campus, whatever we have. By that, we're filling ourselves. It could be that we will have to change it somewhat. We will add to give this more changes in parallel to writing them. This is something we'll see later. For the time being, I rely on what we're doing, because to the broad public, we will need many more times to change our material to suit the new generation each time. Today, generations change every few years anyway, and of course our lessons, our lectures to the new audience will change as well, and a lot. The experts in methods of how to approach the new people, the foreigners, of course we will need that at some point, but now for sure we will work with the quality of the material, but rather on the building of the method, so that we'll have places in the archive, pages, places, booths of different kinds, and so on. And we'll make sure that we have materials that are suitable for beginners. That might be something that we'll have to work with several external experts for that. That's everything. Yes, Will? Yes.
Shalom, Rav. I speak in English?
Spanish.
Spanish, okay. Estoy muy, como, muy emocionado.
אני מאוד נרגש.
I'm very moved.
La pregunta es si este proceso que estamos iniciando de materialización, de resumir todo esta sabiduría.
התהליך הזה שהתחלנו של
this process we started of summarizing all the wisdom, cataloging it.
decenas de la construcción de nuestro trabajo interno
ובמקביל כל התהליך שיש לנו של בניית
and in parallel the whole process of building the ten and the internal work process
con la construcción no sé se me ocurre de una especie de Zohar punto 2 o Zohar del siglo 21
no claro disculpe no estoy claro si el construcción del archivo tiene algo que ver con el construcción de algo sí. adicional sobre eso?
No, sobre como si fuera un nuevo Zohar, una nueva revelación.
האם זה יש קשר בין בניית הארכיון לבנות
Is there a connection between building the archive and building something for the Zohar? Something about the new Zohar? Of course, everything enters. Also, all our lessons in the Zohar that we're doing here now every evening, and the translation of the Zohar that we've done only for the new Zohar that we did, it's now also in stages of translation to the rest of the languages. We need to do all those things. In short, we need to adapt the wisdom of Kabbalah that we're learning, the writings of Rabash, the writings of Baal Sulam, including the Zohar with the Sulam commentary. We need to adapt all of that to humanity in as many as possible languages. Undoubtedly, that's what our archive is for. Other than that, we want to place this archive in several places in the world, so it'll be easier to approach it. In Israel, in Moscow, in Europe, in Australia. So it'll be altogether an archive is basically a big computer. What is there? It's a big one with a strong memory that by this we will be able to use it.
Podemos comparar este proceso al proceso de la construcción del Zohar en como lo hizo Rashbi y sus
To
be more precise, the question is, can we in the process of building the archive deal with the can we assimilate it to the process of Rabbi Shimon and as he took the whole Torah and sorted it? No, the archive is nevertheless an archive. In the archive work, people work that are experts in computers. These are computer people. No more than that. They're sorting our materials according to what we summarize each time we consider it. We learn what we have and how to order it and sort it. Accordingly, we'll see how the archive and the program will work and how to search for things, the search engines, etc. We're not writing anything new, but by it being organized correctly and approachable, by that everyone can enjoy. It's not similar to writing new books, no. But as a result of us having access to anything that's a wisdom that's an archive. Today it's kind of impossible. It's when we look at what's before us, this treasure we have before us, it on its own is like the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah to all the news. Thank you. Okay, I am leaving you with our friends. Where is Nahari? Nahari is here, so we will continue now. You guys continue. They know more than I do what to answer all these things. In short, we are continuing to study according to our lessons, but the moment we can get use and service from the archive, we will use it actively, so it will be before you and before us here, and you'll see that our lessons will take on a completely different form.